Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Pentagon says it's ordering 8,500 troops on heightened alert, preparing for possible deployment to Eastern Europe. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the move, which comes amid increasing concerns of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, is a warning to President Vladimir Putin.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby made the announcement at a briefing with reporters.
The United States has taken steps to heighten the readiness of its forces at home and abroad so that they are prepared to respond to a range of contingencies, including support to the NATO response force if it is activated.
No final decision has been made to deploy the forces. Officials say the American troops would come from bases in the U.S. and Europe. Troops from other NATO countries are expected to be part of the possible deployment to countries including Poland and Romania. No U.S. or NATO forces will deploy to Ukraine, where hundreds of American trainers are now assisting Ukrainian forces. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
North Korea has test-launched what appears to be two cruise missiles. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports it's Pyongyang's fifth missile test in less than 3 weeks.
The launches are not considered major provocations because the UN Security Council has banned Pyongyang from testing ballistic missiles, but not cruise missiles. Seoul and Washington, though, have reportedly been watching the North's known test sites extra closely since last week, when the North's leader Kim Jong-un threatened to scrap a moratorium on testing nuclear weapons and long-range missiles.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting. A court in Georgia has approved a special grand jury to investigate efforts by former President Donald Trump and others to interfere in the state's 2020 election. Sam Greenglass of member station WABE reports the panel is scheduled to begin its work in May.
District Attorney Fannie Willis has already been investigating attempts by Trump and his allies to overturn Georgia's vote count. Last January, Trump called Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and asked him to, quote, find 11,780 votes, even though Joe Biden won Georgia. Raffensperger refused. He has also declined to talk with investigators so far. A special grand jury gives the DA subpoena power, and while they can recommend criminal charges when the investigation concludes, special grand juries do not issue indictments. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Three states and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit against Google. The suit accuses the internet search giant of invading people's privacy by making it nearly impossible for them to stop their location from being tracked. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Officials say internet could be fully restored within 2 weeks in Tonga. The island nation was hit by an underwater volcanic eruption and tsunami last week. Communications across the island have been severely limited since then. The eruption destroyed dozens of homes and polluted water supplies with volcanic ash. A high court in Britain has ruled that the founder of WikiLeaks can petition the country's Supreme Court to block his extradition to the United States. Villa Marx reports the decision is the latest effort by Julian Assange to overturn the extradition ruling.
Britain's High Court agreed with Assange's legal team that he'd raised an unprecedented but valid legal concern which the country's Supreme Court may want to consider. The most senior judge in England and Wales said Assange had the right to learn the circumstances under which British judges had received US assurances about his future treatment in an American prison. This ruling allows the 50-year-old Assange to delay his extradition as he seeks a hearing at the Supreme Court, though there's no guarantee he'll be granted one. While Assange's fiancée described the court's decision as a victory, she said, quote, "We are far from achieving justice in this case." For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
Stocks closed sharply lower across Asia today, with shares in China leading the region. The Shanghai Composite was down more than 2%. Markets were also lower in Hong Kong and Japan. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading lower. The Dow gained 99 points on Monday. This is NPR News.